Your career has really taken off isn't even the right word. I mean, you've been at it for a while now. You really, your professional career, didn't it begin like in the early 1990s?
Yeah. It was fortunate. You know, it's been like a, you know, just steady, which is, for me, it's just really great. You know, I'm a kind of a slow-paced individual myself. I like to take my time. And, you know, this career thing has done just that. You know, it actually started in high school for me. That was kind of, you know, the big transition when Wenton came to my high school and encouraged me to go to New York. And then, you know, he was kind of a go-to cat that I could talk to while I was in New York. And, you know, I ended up getting a full scholarship to Manhattan School of Music. And then it was just, I had just got to Manhattan School of Music. I started, you know, doing a bunch of gigs in town. And then I got my major break. Rodney Jones, my sophomore year, asked me to play on two of his recordings. The first album was with Greg Osby. And then 2 days later, we did another record with George Coleman on saxophone, wow. Ben Brown on bass. Man, it was just, that was just awesome.
Did you feel you were ready?
I never judged, you know, whether being ready or not. I was just so happy to be a part of it. I didn't have any expectation of what I was supposed to do, you know. I just said, I'm going to go in here and just play music. You know, that's all I knew how to do. And I figured, you know, if they love that, then it'll be fine, you know.
I think it served you well. I think the less self-conscious a musician can be, the more of his mental energy can be devoted to the music.
Even today when I play, I just play music. Even when it comes, and no matter how much you prepare for it, it's still about being in the moment. So, you know, you can't really worry about that. You just got to live each day, you know.
As I hear you describe that, it really sounds to me like you're describing something that is probably across the board with all the cats that are in the San Francisco Jazz Collective.
Oh, yeah.
This is an amazing band. I mean, you've been with them for quite a while. Wasn't it 2005 that you were asked to join the group?
Exactly. Yeah, I was actually joined in 2005.
Just a little background on this group. Can you describe, Eric, what conceptually this band is about?
SF Jazz Collective was brainstormed by Joshua Redman and Randall Klein. Joshua Redman being the jazz saxophone. It's funny to even call him now a legend. <'cause>, you know, we've known each other for years, you know, growing up together. But and Randall Klein, who is the president and founder of the SF Jazz organization in San Francisco. Those two guys, back at, I guess, in about 2002-2003, sat down together and just kind of discussed, you know, having a band that was, you know, kind of similar to Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra for New York. It was kind of similar, you know, to that, but in San Francisco. And I think the main point about the band was that the band stayed democratic, so to say, in a way, where there was no specific leader, say, or, you know, everything was person to person. So it was a crucial point to be able to pick artists that everyone could have mutual respect for each other, and that everyone was a strong individual artist in their own right as far as their playing and compositional and arranging styles. Those were like the key ingredients to the band, and it's proven to be something very successful. Each year we choose a musical legend to honor, and we honor them by, you know, performing their works that we feel were, you know, everybody chooses works for different reasons. Some just because they are popular, and, you know, how dare you not even play that music if you're honoring this person. and then some works, which are a little bit more obscure, like you just, and I say obscure because, you know, maybe people just haven't heard them. They were less popular, but not less musical in any sense of the manners. And then at the same time, try to use the work of that artist to draw people into the sound of the collective. Because it's one thing to do an original piece of music that kind of introduces people to your own personal work. But there are a lot of, you know, there's been a lot of music created by these artists, these legends, you know, who have, you know, blessed the earth with their musical art form. And the public already has an awareness of the sound of Herbie Hancock, the sound of John Coltrane, the sound of McCoy Tyner, and so on this year, the sound of Stevie Wonder. it makes it a little bit easier for the listener to be able to, what I like to call, participate with the band instead of just kind of listening to the band. And, you know, it's just a language that's not, you know, your everyday language, musical language that you hear all the time, unless you love jazz music. And so sometimes when you do a popular work of music, the audience can grasp the sound instantly and then hear what you do with it. And, you know, it's something that's just been great throughout time. I mean, you listen to when John Coltrane's quartet, you know, they did My Favorite Things, which was, you know, one of the best musical, Broadway musical numbers of that time. And so it gave people a way to understand how the process of how John Coltrane's quartet could take a popular work of music and put it in their own words. And so, you know, in a way, it was like a formal introduction of the John Coltrane Quartet to the public. You know, they were like, oh, wow, you know, this is jazz. Indeed, this is the S of Jazz Collective, and we're now on tour, having a good time, and still trying to bring the music to the people. Also, another beautiful thing about the band, especially this year, is the international presence within the band. I mean, you know, you get Ed Simon, who's from Punta Cardón, Venezuela, Miguel Zinan, who's from Puerto Rico, Avishai Cohen, who is from Tel Aviv, Israel, and Matt Penman, who is from Auckland, New Zealand. And so, you know, they are bringing their influences into the music, you know, which is something that's very different from the way we learn jazz, like me coming from Houston, Texas, where, you know, jazz, blues, and gospel were pretty much three in the same.
Right.
And, you know, then you got Robin Eubanks, who's from Philadelphia, you know, which is a big home base for jazz music. Mark Turner, who's from Los Angeles, California, very West Coast. And then you got Stephon Harris, who's from Albany, New York. So, you know, we're definitely states-bound, and we learn jazz through school, through different programs, as the American art form as it is. So it's nice to have that international presence because they're bringing the sound of their country, you know, like you can hear that clave that's in, you know, Edward Simon's rendition of My Sharia Moore. I mean, it's unbelievable, and it just adds an essence to it, which is wonderful. You know, it's like people, they're getting Stevie Wonder, but it's like Stevie Wonder, you know, meets, you know, Pancho Sanchez, you know, and they get down. Rhythms of soul music and R&B can be mixed in with the with the complex clave rhythms of Latin America, and it could be something that's like unbelievable. It's like it moves the heart and the feet.
Well, Eric, I just can't thank you enough for taking the time. I greatly appreciate your letting me access you.
Oh man, it's great. These kind of situations benefit me. They help me, you know, to get a chance to talk to someone like yourself, you know, who has deep awareness and understanding of the music. Even though you meet, you know, millions of people in traveling, you know, you can probably count on one hand how many times you actually shared. You know, so it's, you know, these are the amazing moments, actually. Time is set aside. Actually, we just started this thing in the band because we have great conversations. So I said, you know what, guys, every day, let's, you know, whatever you're reading, whatever you're doing, someone, open conversation, start talking about it, share it, and then let's talk about it. Let's open it for discussion. And it's great. You know, we just have, like, great talks. Sometimes it's about theology, sometimes about music, sometimes about politics. But since everyone is so different, you walk away with something that you didn't know about before.
What another way to connect.
Just, exactly.
That's great.
What another way to connect, you know. And that's, hey, man, you know, it's all about connection.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. Well, I'll let you go. I'll see you Thursday.
Perfect. Sounds great, man. Can't wait.